And I regret to say that there are people in this world who not only don't listen to Pitbull, but they might say, Pitbull isn't cool. And I'll challenge you by saying, what's not cool about a guy saying it's Mr. Worldwide? Maybe his name is Mr. Worldwide because he takes the whole world, just like Jesus did in that one song. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. And he says, you're feeling down? Guess what, MF-er? Not anymore.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Sometimes you just want to be told what to do.
Sometimes you want to just be tased in the balls repeatedly until you orgasm. Okay, that's it. While someone screams in your face.
Sometimes you want to be told what to do.
You like that podcast, bro? You like that?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Oatley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Have you ever bought drugs from an ice cream truck?
Not from an ice cream truck.
Be a lot cooler if you did. Not an ice cream truck, but an old, like, repurposed cop car, yes. Hey, D! What the fuck, man? Talking, of course, about the great drug dealer of 2000, D, who was way ahead of his time. He'd deliver way before it was cool to deliver. Yeah, he knew. He was a smart guy. I like that guy, actually. I really, really like that guy.
He smelled good, too.
He smelled wonderful. And I told him one time, didn't care for that compliment, but whatever. Anyway, he came over one night. Chrissy and I were, you know, ordering a pizza, and we decided we'd order D. Hey, D! So he comes, and he pulls up outside of Chrissy's apartment at the time, and I run down there, and all of a sudden, around the corner turns the local security guard, who happens to have blue lights on his top of his thing. And he turns on the blue lights. He's like, whoop, whoop! he's riding down the street. What he's looking for, I don't know if he's looking for anything. But I have never seen anybody scared so shitless in their entire life.
I said, what the fuck,
He goes,
dude?
What the fuck? I was like, what? You trying to get me arrested? Is that the cop? I'm like, no. It's not me. It's the security guard. He'll call the cops and then you'll get arrested by them. Don't worry about it. There's still one step in the process. Go. Run like the wind. Drive like the wind.
And then the security people say, you can't park here.
Yeah, you can't park here. Yeah, they moved up and they said, you can't park here.
Okay.
If you're going to do your drugs, do them somewhere else. Anyway, you're going to sell drugs. You can't do it in this parking spot. You got to go to a handicapped spot like all the other drug dealers. In Slidell. News coming out of Slidell, Louisiana. 42-year-old Tamisha Morin sold crystal meth out of a blue school bus that she repurposed into an ice cream truck.
Oh.
Slidell police narcotics detectives pulled over the ice cream truck at Old Spanish Trail Monday morning, having no brake lights, expired license plate, no headlights.
What?
You're gonna sell drugs out of your fucking ice cream truck. You know, my uncle used to say something, and I think
get your lights fixed.
I know. Get your life together.
Get your lights fixed.
Oh, get your lights fixed. And your life.
And your life.
Yeah, your life and your lights. Go get your lights fixed. There's something that my uncle used to say that I think is just like, I think about it now, it's so true. He used to say, Brian, don't fuck up while you're fucking up.
Yeah.
Don't fuck up while you're fucking up.
That's a double.
Yeah, it's a double.
Negative.
You know, which is a positive. So that doesn't make any sense. But anyway, you get the point. So these selling meth out of a school bus is...
And then repurposed into an ice cream truck?
And repurposed into an ice cream truck where she was selling ice cream and crystal meth. This is an idea whose time has come.
They go together like peanut butter and chocolate. Like,
they go together like peanut butter and salt and vinegar chips. You know, I bet she had weed.
I bet she did.
I bet she had weed. Unlike the weed store in Las Vegas that had no weed.
Yeah, that you went to.
Yeah, that had no weed. I went to the only weed store in Vegas that was out of weed. Every other weed store had weed, just not this weed store.
They had a run on it after that podcast conference.
That's right. Oh, man.
All the people from podcasts.
Please. Yeah, I got this. I read this article, and I just think it's so funny, and I really don't know what to think of it, but the article was titled something along the lines of, is it time to stop dating podcast bros? And Let me throw it out there right now. I'm a podcast bro, because a podcast bro is a middle-aged man who gets on and pontificates about whatever. So I'm a podcast bro and she's a podcast sister. No doubt about it. But the article, I'm paraphrasing the article, basically went on to this lady talked to another woman who was single. She went on a date and the guy said, I have a podcast. He was like a 35-year-old. I had a podcast. And the girl said, that's automatic dating disqualification if the guy has a podcast, because I don't want to be part.
That's like most of the population right now.
Half the population has a fucking podcast. Half the population has a podcast that no one's listening to, just like the commercial break.
Exactly.
But that's not true. We have somebody listening. My son, he likes to put it on the player.
And Roxanne.
Roxanne
texted me the other day and Marianne, she said, just so you know, Tina. I'm listening to all of it.
Oh, I love Roxanne, man. I love that one listener that keeps downloading the show multiple times. But she went on to say that, you know, it's kind of gauche to be a middle-aged man with a podcast pontificating about whatever. I think right now it's fun to kick podcasts while we're down a little bit, you know.
Are we?
Yeah, we are. And, you know, there's multiple reasons why. And the conversation all begins and ends with Joe Rogan, right? It's like, if you like Joe Rogan, podcasts are cool. If you don't like Joe Rogan, podcasts are not cool. And I think that Joe specifically is like an archetype that some people really dislike. I don't agree with everything Joe says either. It's not, I call him Joe like he's my friend. He's not my friend. Mr. Rogan. Mr. Rogan seems like a perfectly lovely human being, but I don't agree with everything he says or everything he believes. And I'm sure that, you know,
most podcasts that you don't believe everything or hear. Unless it's like a straight documentary and like telling of the facts.
Yeah, like if it's like one of those murdered, you know, true crime.
By the way, that tees up. We're getting ready to be a true crime podcast.
Yeah, we are getting ready. By the way, next Monday, the commercial break turns into the murder break.
Murder break.
Chrissy and I will be reviewing the murder breaks. Chrissy and I will be reviewing murders that people got away with. It'll be fun. So I read this on the way to Vegas for the podcast conference. I'm reading about the podcast bros, and everything that they're saying about the podcast bro is Brian Greene.
It's true.
And I'm like, why am I even bothering coming to this conference? My job's going to be taken over by AI any moment now. Which reminds me of another article I read on the airplane over to Vegas. I read that AI, there's a website out there, or there's a community. Not on Slack. What's the other one? The place where you message people and you can get your own server. I can't remember. And I have
Google
one.
Google Talk?
No. Anyway, no, it's, I can't remember the name of the website, but there is a website, and on that website, there is a
section.
We're
not in a company that uses it.
We're in a company that wishes it had AOL addresses because it just makes things simpler. I still put in my AOL CD before I go online. My DVD-ROM for 120 free hours.
Yes.
So I read this article. And the article basically states that there is a couple of places out on the internet where they are collecting information to make better artificially intelligent
porn. They're collecting
information. They're collecting all kind of information. That's why you can walk through the security now without a driver's license.
Yes.
And when I was in Vegas, they didn't ask for my license.
Yeah. It's on your phone.
So the article basically states that they're asking people to input information, pictures, faces, positions, all this stuff, a database that an artificially intelligent computer, an AI computer, can then generate. it's not organically intelligent. It's artificially intelligent.
Okay, yeah.
It's like Chat GPT. It's like Chat DDD. You know what I'm saying? So all this information goes in, and then what comes out is this AI porn. And there are a lot of people, me amongst them, who are concerned that this is the end of real porn, real quality porn. Mm. And by quality porn, I mean real live human beings. That they're just going to take pictures, images from other people, and they're going to start manufacturing porn based on the likes and dislikes of people out there in the world. So you could tell, I don't know, you could tell the computer, hey, I like pink panties, a pair of balls, and, you know, dime-sized nipples. And then out would come, you know.
What you like.
What you like. And then you can just watch that porn. So a lot of the porn industry is concerned about this because they believe this might be the end of actual real porn and porn actresses and actors being employed. I don't personally think this. I think there's always going to be a need for a good looking body that can rock it for 30 minutes straight.
Right.
But
it does it like in video form. It just kind of
does it in video format.
Makes it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's taking these images, this imagery.
Been mashing it up together.
Yeah, you've seen like, ChatGPT smashing it together. Have you seen like ChatGPT or whatever these AI programs are? They are,
to get on there.
Disney princesses 50 years
old
or 70 years old or 90 years old.
But that's just a picture.
It's a picture generated.
Right, but what about a video?
Oh, that's all you got to do is just press the video button. Mm. And then it's just...
I need to get on there.
You don't know how AI works, Chrissy? What you do is you can press the picture button or you can press the video button.
Okay.
And then a lot of little people go to work in this big server center and they put together all these videos and then they throw them back to you. That's
Santa's
how it works.
Elves?
Santa's elves. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm imagining AI works because it's too complicated for my pea brain to wrap my head around. I have no idea what's going on. But I do know now there's a program where you can take anybody's face and you can put it on top of a porn star.
And I do know about that.
That is amazing. And I'm
let's do it.
Wondering how many people are using my face on their porn videos currently. Feel free. Here. On youtube.com/commercialbreak, I'm going to give you a good shot. Okay, there it is. You can take that and you can have a shit-eating Brian fucking your favorite friend. AI is going to ruin everything. You realize that.
It's a cat that's been let out of the bag.
Social media has ruined most things. Mm-hmm. And what's left, AI is going to ruin. Mm-hmm. For sure, without a doubt. We all thought that technology was just going to advance us far into the future. And what we've got is a computer system that allows you to put a picture of your favorite celebrity.
Death spiral.
Yeah, a death spiral. That's all it is. If I could take a picture of my ex-girlfriend, people are going to take
it. Might as well embrace it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you stand still and smile to the camera just for a second there? Thanks. Chrissy Pictures now on sale on tcbpodcast.com for your favorite porn video. $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling. And now every time you buy a Chrissy artificially inseminated porn video, you get
$1,000,000
free of charge. $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling.
$1,000,000 may not be used around children. Be careful before you operate heavy machinery. $1,000,000 has not been approved by the FDA. $1,000,000 may cause rashes, death, tongue falling out, two eyeballs coming into one. $1,000,000 is not safe for all people. $1,000,000 should not be used around pets. But $1,000,000 can be used to fuck your favorite sheep. $1,000,000, $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start taking pictures of ex-girlfriends and putting them on dogs having sex.
Hey, you don't want to see dogs having sex.
No, I'm not interested in any of that.
No.
That bestiality porn,
no.
I don't even understand.
What is where going in someone's, on?
You must grow up on a farm.
I don't know.
You must be like a real animal
even
lover.
Even if you grow up on a farm, like, why would you want to see that?
I don't know. You know, you get imprinted so young with some certain things. Maybe like you're 3 years old, 5 years old, 10 years old, whatever it is, and you walk out into the whatever a farm has, pasture. I'm not a farm guy, so I don't know. But you walk out into the pasture and you see a bull like mounting a cow and you're like, yeah, that's how it goes.
$1,000,000.
I don't get that.
No.
Picadillo whatsoever. Necrophilia.
Yeah.
Pedophilia and bestiality are three things that I just cannot wrap my head around whatsoever. Speaking of technology. And far into the future. You've never been to Japan, have you?
No, but that's so weird you just said that.
Is it? Because I'm listening.
Because...
it's me, the AI computer.
I took your picture.
Because
I
went to
a
dinner
party. I put it on my favorite porn star. And then I also read all your emails.
This isn't even in any email I've been sent or have sent. But so last night, I'm at a dinner party.
Okay.
My friend that was hosting the dinner party... Shout out to Holly.
Hey, Holly.
She.
Welcome to Zucker in the Morning. Yeah. Woo! Shout out to Holly and Renee and Demi, all listening to us from Chicago, Illinois. Friday.
It's Friday.
We're doing nothing to assuage the concerns. Yeah, to assuage the concerns about this being a morning show. Zoo Crew. Okay, so Holly says.
Holly had just gone. She had been to Japan before, okay, and she was wanting to take her son to Japan. So we talked about Japan then. Also, the girl that I just had my hair done with yesterday is going to Japan Monday.
Lots of people go to Japan. Japan's a popular place.
I know.
I'd love to go to Japan. It's actually on top of my list.
Bucket list. Yeah.
Top of my travel list is Japan. I go to Europe a lot.
Mine's
I've been to
Northern
the Caribbean,
Lights.
Mexico, Northern Lights.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You can get some of that in Vegas.
No.
you want some of that? Hey, D! Hey, D! Northern Lights would be pretty to see, I think. Like just to wait for the next comet to come toward Earth and we'll all see them everywhere.
Okay.
So in Japan, they have, and everyone's heard of this, they have the conveyor belt sushi places,
right,
which are extraordinarily popular, mm-hmm, because it cuts down on the labor and it's a fun way to eat. So for those of you that have your head in a hole, in Japan, there are many, many, many sushi restaurants. It's actually a very popular form of eating sushi or a sushi restaurant kind of gimmick, I guess, is that they make the sushi fresh, they put it on a conveyor belt that runs the entirety of the restaurant, and then you pick up what you want.
I've been to one in Nashville, which has got to be similar to Japan.
Yeah, Nashville and Japan. when I think of Japan and Japanese culture, I think of Nashville.
They're sisters. Boots. They're sister countries.
Boots, Bud Light, and boobs. Spells Japan all day long. I mean, the two are so similar. I can't even believe Nashville is in the United States.
Very, very similar.
I've actually been to one in Switzerland, which is just about as Japanese as Nashville is.
True.
The variation in skin color in Swiss, it goes from like super white to just pretty white. Okay. Find a dark skinned person
eggshell
in Switzerland. I did. They're actually eggshell.
Yeah,
oh my
white.
God.
Pay the paint.
Look, any black person moved into a building. No, that guy's not black. Oh, he just has good tan. Because it's like super white in Switzerland.
I can imagine.
Yeah, everything's so white. The buildings, the snow, the mountains.
Jeez.
Anyway, I went to this place and it had the conveyor belt thing. Everybody knows it. But now Japan is going bananas because there have been a series of TikTokers who have gone into these places. And what they'll do is they'll
fucking with them.
They'll fucking with them. Yeah, they'll spit on them.
That.
Yeah, they'll spit in somebody's food, and then they'll put it back on the conveyor belt. And there's been some even like more aggressive
salmon
type stuff.
Nigiri, no.
Yeah, no, don't do that. It's in the nigiri.
Mm-mm.
Don't fuck with my tuna ahi, bro. Okay. Okay. So mahi on my ahi body.
I think I saw this. They're gonna put little containers. Right? Little things on top of it.
Yeah, now they
got
to put little things on top of it, mm-hmm, with like a little piece of tape so you know if
voila
it's closed. Yeah, because that's going to stop the thieves from, that's going to stop the people from doing it when they have to actually take a top off of it. But this is like my worst fear ever as a guy who's just got a touch of the OCD that's like kind of being pregnant. Like my,
kind of.
It's like half being, I'm half pregnant.
Well, you're germaphobe too, so.
Yeah, I don't like germs. I don't like germs, which is why I didn't like the O'Shagahan's hotel and casino. Because everything's just dirty. And I don't like dirty things.
No.
Despite my general outward appearance, I do not like disgusting things. So this is like my nightmare. And then during the pandemic, when those people were like opening up a box of eggs and then licking the eggs and putting them back. Remember there's a couple of people that are arrested for that?
Yeah.
Take my COVID! I got COVID now, bro! Oh, my banner.
Speaking of eggs, I do have a side note about that.
Yeah.
So do you know the best way to crack an egg? I just saw this the other day. Do you know?
Is this a trick question?
No.
Okay.
Do you know?
Do I know the best way to crack an egg?
Mm-hmm. Is it on the counter? Is it on a bowl? Or what do you think?
I tend to do it on the bowl, but there's a thing about me and cracking eggs. I have never, not once, not ever, not in the history of cracking eggs,
gotten
eggshell free. Never. Never. Never eggshell free.
It's hard.
And I worked at McDonald's for a long time, and when I was on the grill, they had these big 12, they were circles, right? Iron circles, and you would put it on the grill. Yeah. To make the pretty boiled eggs.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you'd crack the eggs, right? You crack 12 eggs, and then when they're done, you flip them over or whatever. I there's a reason why I didn't work the grill for very long. And that's because it took me an hour to make 12 fried eggs because I had to take the eggshells out of every egg that I cracked on the hot grill. What is the best way to crack an egg?
Well, from what I just saw the other day, it's against another egg.
To smash two eggs together?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you not get eggshells if you smash two eggs together?
That's what it said.
Have you tried this?
No.
We should try this.
Yeah.
That seems antithetical to me. It doesn't make much sense.
It's a well-renowned chef that said this.
A world-renowned chef?
Uh-huh.
Who was this? Frankie B?
Ming Tsai.
Ming Tsai?
Ming Tsai.
From Japan?
Him. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Those Japanese, they got it all together. They got it all together. I just think of the Japanese culture, and I'm so fond of it. My dad used to travel to Japan, and he'd bring stuff back.
Cool.
It's so cool. Everything's so cool there. Yeah.
Old and history and food and the whole thing.
And sake.
And kimonos.
And really good cocaine. And all the things that you... I don't know that to be true. But
opium.
Opium. Sure. Oh, yeah. If they could just figure out how to get their people to start having sex. If we could just figure that part out. Those teenagers over there, none of them are having sex.
Oh, I know.
Here in America, too, the same thing is starting to happen.
There's a reason.
There's a reason, and it's called TikTok.
It's called the world is shitty.
It's called the world is shitty. Everything is transactional. Everyone's trying to fuck everybody over. And who really wants to get into
a
relationship?
There's no real porn.
There's no real porn. Oh, it's all that artificial porn is killing the sex drives of our young people. When you can basically blink your eyes and have the thing you always wanted right in front of you, why would you go out looking for someone that's going to hurt your feelings? Why would you? Yeah. I read an article one time and the kid was like 18 years old. He's like, I've never had sex. I've never even been out with a girl for more than a couple of weeks. And I don't give a shit because I have everything at my fingertips. Why would I want to go out with somebody who could hurt my feelings? We are so afraid of interaction, human interaction.
True.
I was in Vegas. I get on that little plane train, whatever the fuck that fucking thing is. I hate the plane train. I'm on the plane train.
I always walk.
You can't do that in Vegas. You actually have to take the plane train. So you take the plane train.
To another
terminal. Yeah, you have to go all the way to another building. And I like the one in Atlanta because you can walk.
Because I can walk.
Yeah, you can walk from terminal to terminal.
I love it.
And it could be like up to 2 miles, right? But
I love
who cares?
It.
I do too. I love that walk.
And there's all this art, too. That's
and like, this weird dingy-dongy music, like ding-dong-dong, ding-ding-dong, ding-dong. It's just like a bunch of like...
It's Japanese.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of... I think it's actually African, but okay.
Well, that's in the African section.
Yeah, that's a whole African section.
Like, I think that's Terminal A.
Yeah, Terminal A.
So Terminal B's got the cool rainforesty.
Yeah, so. That's trippy, man. That's trippy. Have a few dibbity dabs and go to Terminal in between A and B
just
in Atlanta.
Hang out in the terminal.
So I'm on the plane train. Nose is running like a son of a bitch. Everyone thinks I'm high on cocaine. And so I don't have my phone is in my pocket, but I look around. There's probably 30 people on this plane train and not one of them, not one person is not looking at their phone. Every single person on that plane train is looking at their phone. I know this, what else to do? Like it's killing
some
time.
Stare
yeah, I did.
Person?
Yeah. Because everybody thinks I'm high on cocaine. I might as well act like it. I did. I was like, sir.
Hey, what you doing, guys? Hey, anybody know what time that plane is? I think I'm
It really kind of freaked me out.
No, that's what you do.
So this whole thing got me depressed. And
I've got a Kindle. Would you frown on me for looking at my Kindle?
I'd give you at least a few extra points.
Reading a book.
Yeah, I'd give you a few extra points. I'd say at least you're doing something useful with your time. I watched this guy. He was sitting on the seat. And I was standing because I never sit on those things because you never know who's going to come in the door. You want to make room for him.
Yeah.
I don't mind standing. So I'm standing and I'm looking at an old man and he's dressed up in suspenders. He's got a bright colored like little beret on. He's like a fashionable old man. Yeah. But he stinks to high heaven.
Oh.
So he's either French or I don't know.
He's French.
He's either French or he's Brian from Brian's Fish Days.
1992.
Yeah. Circa 1992. With Doc Martens that have never been washed or taken off.
Or pants.
And patchouli as deodorant.
The patchouli oil.
Yes.
Oil, the roller.
Oh, yeah.
The roller.
You know how many times when I worked at the restaurant business, you know how many people asked me to stop wearing patchouli? I mean, it happened almost weekly.
It's the worst smell. I'm sorry. Anybody out there who likes patchouli, I can't stand it.
Do you think I smell good?
Yeah, but you're not wearing patchouli.
I sure as shit am. I sure shit am. I have patchouli soap. I use it every day.
I'm smelling Astrid's cooking.
Yeah, Astrid's cooking arepas. That shit's good, man.
It's really good. It smells really good.
There are so many advantages
yeah.
to having a Venezuelan wife.
Yes.
But the main one is Venezuelan arepa. Food.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm looking at this little man. He's on his phone like everybody else is, but I can see his phone because of where I'm standing. And so like any good red-blooded American, I'm spying on what he's doing, right?
Of course.
And you know what he's doing? He's literally staring at his phone home screen for almost the entire ride. He did not click anything. He did not have anything open. He's just looking at his home screen.
He doesn't want to have interaction.
He didn't want to have interaction. Mm-hmm. That's it. He doesn't want to look at Brian, who's currently... bleeding out his nose.
Yeah, dripping just, over yeah. his phone.
If you didn't catch the story, it's so dry in Vegas, but then the airport has humidifiers. So I go from this extremely dry air outside to this really moist air on the inside. And my nose was like a faucet. It was just, I had snot just coming everywhere. And at 1 o'clock in the morning in the Vegas airport, there's only one reason why you have snot coming out of your nose. And it's not because of the dry or the moist air. It's because you're high on cocaine. So he probably saw me when I walked in the door and was like, I better stare at my phone.
Just stare at the home screen.
I don't want any.
Don't make eye contact. Yeah.
I've seen this guy 10,000 times in Vegas.
Wee wee.
But it just made me kind of sad for wee wee. Hello, my name is Skippy Flippy, local Las Vegas resident. I live on the 12th floor of O'Shanigans. O'Shanigans. What was it? O'Shanigans.
Like shag. Shag carpet. O'Shanigans.
Oh, my God. That carpet was still there from 62.
Shag carpet, too.
I'm just like sad for the generation that's coming up because they don't know how to interact with each other.
You mean your children?
Yeah, my children. Yeah. That's it. That's what it all comes down to. Why did I have these fucking kids? Just doomed them to a life of staring at their phones and AI-generated porn and chat DDD or whatever the fuck is out there. It's all going to hell in a handbasket. And I'm just adding to the confusion. One fucking spermatozoid at a time. But you know what does at times give me a little bit of hope?
What's that?
Marlin.
Marlin.
I got such a juicy Marlin update that it's not.
I can't believe it.
It's hard to even wrap your head around.
TCB.
Hey, everybody out there in the podcast universe. It's time for the dreaded commercial break inside the commercial break. It's season number 4. You've heard it all before, so let's get to it quickly. You can text us or leave us a voicemail at 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 855-TCB-8383 toll-free from anywhere in the world. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, to listen to any of the audio, watch any of the video, or send us a message. Hit the contact us button. Instagram and TikTok at The Commercial Break. And now YouTube videos the same day they air on the audio feed. They'll air youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Chrissy and I are very grateful every time you choose to listen to The Commercial Break. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, all we ask is that you use the specialized URLs or codes. Thanks again for being part of the TCB family. Now let's hear from those sponsors, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Okay, I don't want to go over the whole story because we talk a lot about Marlin on this show. There's like 5 episodes that are dedicated
to it.
It's in the show notes. He's from Florida. He went on seeking
arrangements. Yeah. Got an older lady.
Really hard time with the dating scene, and he decided on a lark, like a joke, to go on seeking arrangements, and he started communicating with a much older woman, almost twice his age, and she is, I mean...
Boss.
Incredibly wealthy boss lady. Mm-hmm. Lives in the penthouse, flies privately, drives whatever car she cares to drive. Yeah, drops $10,000 of Louis Vuitton. Tells him what to do in bed. Tells him what to do with his money, her money. It's just she's very bossy. She's in charge.
Yeah.
She's in charge. And according to an email or a text message that we believe she wrote to us, she helped her ex-husband, who has now passed away, build a very successful company and sell
an empire.
And so she's feeling very proud of herself, as she should. Mm-hmm. And she's enjoying the rest of her life with all of these funds.
So she got on there to seek a younger gentleman, which became Marlon.
Yep. Which became Marlon. Uh-huh. And she told him on multiple occasions, this is an arrangement.
Yep.
I am going to tell you what to do, and you will never pay for a thing when you're around me, and we'll live in the lap of luxury, but it's an arrangement. Mm-hmm. When I want it, it's there, and when I don't want it, it's not there. And now Chrissy and I have kind of speculated as to why she has this attitude. Maybe it's because she's older and she knows that she's, you know.
That's what she wants.
Yeah, it's what she wants, or she's trying to protect Marlon in some way from getting, you know, she's going to get older and she's going to have to be taken care of. Maybe she's trying, she just doesn't want anybody. She's not looking to get married at this age and have a husband and all this other stuff. Or is she? Because I got a Marlon update while I was in Las Vegas, and he explained to me that they are back together.
Well, they had broken up.
Yeah. Yeah. They broke up. And when
Marlon went out to a bar and saw her with another guy.
She was with another guy.
And he got flipped out. Very jealous.
And the reason why she said she was breaking up with
him. I used to be the one giving her her vitamins every day.
I used to be rubbing Tiger Balm into those knotty knees of hers. I'm the one that's supposed to give her Centrum Silver.
Yes.
He was upset. He got very upset. He saw her at the bar with another woman, and he got so upset that he left.
Well, they've been to a swingers resort.
Oh, my God.
And
he went to a swingers
resort.
In Venice, was with another girl. I mean, anyway, you get the whole story. You've heard it all.
Okay.
So Marlon explains to me on this phone call that they are back together, and here's how it happened.
Whoa.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready. I want to hear it.
So Marlon goes for his job. He travels, right? Okay. And he goes to Hawaii to go and do this next project that he's doing.
Okay.
While he's there, his line of work, I don't want to give it away, but his line of work, social media and social media marketing, like marketing the business that you're in on social media, is not unusual, right? Mm-hmm. Think of like real estate agent type of work.
Just like anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he goes to Hawaii. He's there with a couple of coworkers. One of the coworkers is a younger woman who's all dolled up for this particular event that they're going to do. That's part of the project.
Podcast conference.
The podcast conference. Podcast bro. What's up, podcast bro? He takes a couple pictures of this girl and him because that's part of their job. And he posts them. And 15 minutes later, he gets a Facebook Messenger message. He gets a Facebook Messenger message that says, "Who the fuck is she?" From this old lady.
Well, all right, girl, we're not going to call her the old lady.
Well, that's what she is. She's an older lady.
Anyways, from the other woman, the ex at this point.
The ex.
What does she have any right to say anything?
She has no right to say anything except for she thinks she rules the
world.
What
the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck? Exactly. That's the kind of attitude that she has. So she says, "Who the fuck is she?" And he doesn't respond.
Yeah, good for him.
But
no response is the best response sometimes.
Totally agree. Sometimes you just got to know when to say nothing at all. Mm-hmm. That's how I live my life in here. Yes. Whenever Astrid says something to me, you can hear my little brain like working. It's like, oh, sorry. And every time that my little brain starts working, do you know what I decide to do? Shut the fuck up. That's what I decide to do because that's the best policy.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't say anything. He's like, I don't know how to respond to this. I don't know what she wants. And I'm not sure why we're not together. It could be anybody I want it to be. But it's just a coworker. And by the way,
he's a beautiful coworker.
A beautiful young coworker. Yeah. High and tight, fit and firm, young, like we all were one day.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, first of all, I think she knows who this person is because there's been other pictures of this person. And this should be no surprise that he's taking pictures with this younger woman, right? In other words, he thinks his ex knows exactly who this is.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is she is not exactly it's not exactly a question that's like, it's not welcoming a response. Like when you say, who the fuck is she?
Yeah, you're not.
You're not going to get into an argument. Don't engage. Well.
Your replacement.
The problem. Your replacement. better tits, better ass. No, I don't have to wear a leash in bed.
He didn't respond.
Yeah, but the only problem with Messenger is that you can see when people have read the message.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
Okay, so.
That's even better for him, actually. He read it, that's right. And then he didn't respond.
God damn, there's nothing like someone who's read your fucking text that doesn't respond. Motherfuckers. Who the fuck still has read receipts on? That's all I gotta ask. I see so many people with read receipts. What the fuck are you thinking? Have we not all been texting for like 20 years of our life? Why would you ever put read receipts on? It's the stupidest thing to do. It hurts people's feelings. Yeah. That's all it does.
Yeah.
There's no other reason to have a read receipt to hurt people's feelings.
No. It's not like you're a CEO texting, is this deal gonna go through?
No. Yeah, exactly. Where are you? At the weed store. Be back soon, podcast bro. So 15 minutes goes by, 20 minutes goes by, 30 minutes goes by, and she texts him, who are you with and why are you in Hawaii? Well, he's for work. That's what you can read so now he's like, she's just bugging me now. Now she's trying to poke at me. Mm-hmm. So he says exactly that. I'm at work. Right? She starts calling his phone repeatedly. Ooh. Like every 30 minutes, she's calling his phone. He's not answering. He's working. He's not trying to be a dick. Right. He's like, I can't get into some big discussion right now. I'm working. So after work, more phone calls come. He decides he's going to answer
this beautiful Hawaiian sunset. I'm working.
Yes.
I'm at this luau working.
I'm at this luau, and this girl in a thong is here to work with me.
Working.
Yes. I'm taking a shower in the outdoor shower at my 5-star resort with my coworker.
There's a whale working.
Look, there's a whale. And there's quarter-sized nipples on my coworker.
Working.
That's the picture of a 25-year-old ass. Is that a whale? No, it's my coworker's ass.
That's a whale tail.
Yeah, that's right. One of my other favorite social media posts are the girls who take a picture of the beach that's really showing just like the bottom of their bikinis.
Yes, yeah. Yes, of course.
Yeah. Take life's pleasures while you can get them. Yes. Time is valuable.
Waste nothing.
Family means everything. Fuck you. You have a vagina. We get it. You're hot and sexy. We know.
Today is a day. Never forget it.
Why don't you just say, waste no time. Look at my almost vagina. You can almost see down my pants. That's my favorite. Is when they take the picture and then the bikini is like, it's like they have two hips because they're so skinny and the hips are like kicking up the bikini bottom just enough so you can almost see some pubic hair. Where you're like scrolling in real big.
Victory V.
Yeah, Victory V. You can see the Victory V. It's headed straight down toward the glory hole, and then they put some stupid fucking caption from goddamn, you know, Dr. Oz or somebody, and you're like supposed
to
change your life.
Yes, yeah. Today will be your best day.
Yeah. I've learned to take it slow in life. That's where the good things happen. You do nothing for a living except post pictures of your almost vagina. The fuck? This is an epidemic. This is a pandemic of epic proportions in our society.
In the Instagram
is extremely attractive young ladies and young men taking pictures of their genitalia
at crazy beautiful places.
At crazy beautiful places, and then putting dumb platitudes on there.
Inspirational.
That's
quote.
Right. You got fucking Dr. Wayne Dyer next to my brand new boob job. This is so stupid. It's so stupid.
Take time. Time to recover.
Yeah, take time to recover. That's right, from your surgery. Take time for yourself. Paid for by BetterHelp.com.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay, so
my life's better than yours. That's what you should just put.
I'm better looking than you, and my life's better than yours.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, platitudes.
Boom.
Fucking.
With the boom emoji.
That's right. Boom. Or they put a poll on there. Asked somebody the other day had a picture.
Poll.
Yeah. She took a picture of herself in the mirror, said, just got back from the hospital. Feeling blessed. Hashtag blessed. She's in a full bikini. And then there's a poll on the bottom of it. It says, ask me a question. What the fuck does a bikini have to do with your surgery? That's my question. So Marlon answers the phone. Marlon, I'm getting way off topic there. Yeah. So Marlon answers the phone.
Finally.
And he says, hello. She doesn't say a word. For like a minute, she doesn't say a word.
What?
A minute. She just like, she's like breathing on the other line. And then, yes. She says, I want you back. Will you fly home tonight?
What?
He's like, no, I can't. I got a project I'm doing here at work. Yeah. And why are you calling my phone this often? And what are these messages all about? Yeah. You know, that's my coworker. And she's like, I don't care if it's your coworker. You're not supposed to be throwing your arm around. So she like gets all fucking indignant about it.
She broke up with him.
Chrissy, I don't know why. I don't know why Marlon's into this. I don't know why he's into it, but he's into it. And okay, let's just roll with it, right? I'm starting to think he kind of likes to be pushed around a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe that's interesting. Maybe it reminds him of his mother or something. I don't know.
He doesn't every once in a while.
Not me. I don't like to be pushed around.
Sometimes you just want to be told what to do.
Sometimes you want to just be tased in the balls repeatedly until you orgasm. Okay, that's it. While someone screams in your face.
Sometimes you want to be told what to do.
You like that podcast, bro? You like that? So the conversation goes on, and he agrees that he'll see her when he gets back.
Yeah.
So he is supposed to fly home on Monday night. But his work is for the weekend. So his work is actually done on Sunday night. And so he's supposed to get on a plane and then he's going to be back on Monday night. Well, he agrees that they'll see each other. They have like a little makeup conversation. Nothing's for sure, but you know, they're going to get together when he gets back. Well, guess what happens? He opens up his email after he gets done working and he's got a plane ticket, first class, to get home,
what?
And he's got to leave in 3 hours.
Oh.
And then she texts him. She's like, don't miss your flight. And so you know what Marlon does? He gets on that fucking flight. He gets on the fucking flight.
Yeah.
He goes home. Someone's there waiting for him to pick him up. Yeah, but he's got his car there. So he's like, I didn't really know what to do.
First class
from Hawaii.
We'll pull you in.
Yeah, that's not like first class from Vegas. First class from Vegas, you get an extra inch of room, a leather seat that's greasy from the last person that sat there, and those extra padded seat belts. As if the seat belt is going to like cut into you or something. Like it's going to slice you in half. If the plane crashes, you'll feel better about this seatbelt. Please, give me a fucking break. So he takes the plane home. He gets home. She's there. There's somebody there waiting for him, like one of those guys with the sign.
With the sign?
But he's got
Marlon.
Marlon. I'm here for Marlon. I thought I was picking up a fish. I'm picking up I'm picturing a guy with a limousine hat.
I know, yeah, of
in
course.
That ill-fitting suit.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
It's wrinkled on one side with a big sign that says Marlon.
That's awesome. I love it.
But he sees the sign when he's coming up through the boarding area. He can see the sign. It's got his name on it, but he's like, hey, I know that she sent you here to pick me up, but I actually have my car here, and I don't want to leave it at the airport,
right?
And he's like, sir, I've been instructed to take you directly back to the house. We can get your car later. And Marlon's like, no, wow. I'm not going to get my car later. Like, this is my car.
Yeah.
I need to have it. Like, I'm not going to leave it there. You know, I don't want to leave it at the airport. And the guy is like freaking out. He says, sir, no, I've been instructed to take you directly back to the house. I need to do this. You need to come with me. And he's like, and they're kidnapping me. I've got to get my car.
Yeah.
Anyway, he gets his car. He goes back. He walks in the door. Lights are dim. Candles on. Mm. Champagne open. And she is on the couch, just ready to rock.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, come here, daddy. come here, big boy. Come here, Marlon. You want to swim in this pond? And they got right to it.
Oh.
And Marlon was like, I got to tell you.
He was back in like that.
This is what he said. He goes, I got to tell you. When she messaged me, at first I felt angry that she would say something like that. but then I was really happy.
Yeah.
And he said, and he was like, I walked into that door ready for a fight of the things that she said when we broke up. Like, this is an arrangement. I don't want, you know, I don't want to get all entangled.
The fight, too, when they broke up was that she didn't want to meet
his friends.
His friends.
She didn't want to meet his friends. And she made it very ugly. She was like, you know, you're just an arrangement to me. Yeah.
Your friends suck.
Your friends are a bunch of assholes. Who is that? Cocaine Brian and Crackhead Chrissy. I've heard that show. That's probably what she thinks. She's like, I see what kind of friends you have. I listen to the commercial break. But he told me, he said, I walked in there fired up. I was ready to go. I had the whole 18-hour plane ride to get all charged up about this or that or the other thing. He's like, I walked in there ready to just spill it. You know, you treated me like this and you shouldn't have done that. And I was really upset by this. And there's got to be some, you know, equalization in the relationship if it's going to work out.
It all melted away.
Mm-hmm. They just went right to it. And now
they're meant to be.
I'm starting to think then that's what he said to me. Brian, I really think I care for this woman, because when I saw her on the couch, and that there, you know, she was in this kind of softer mood and she was ready to go, I really felt like I was home. Like, things were right. Yeah. We were going to fix things.
Well, they've been together
for
almost a year.
Almost a year.
Yeah. They've been on multiple vacations, overseas vacations.
That's right.
I mean, that's a lot.
I'll give you the ages.
He's
gotten everything paid for. So that's just like the dressing on top of the salad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we're not talking about like a garden salad. We're talking about like
tall
a
salad.
Wendy's fried chicken salad. The good kind with ranch dressing and hot sauce. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. Extra cheese.
Yes.
He gets everything paid for. There's some weird kind of love going on there, I think. And it just goes to show that you never really know who you're going to fall in love with. You never really know where it's going to come from. And granted, it came from a website where clearly that's the point, is to get with a woman. But it's just for an arrangement.
Yeah.
Someone's just going to, you know, treat me nicely.
Well, as soon as she tried to back away, then he felt jealous, and then she felt jealous.
Yeah.
And then now they're back together. And what's happening next?
What's happening next is they actually talked briefly, admittedly. They actually talked briefly.
Admit it.
What's that?
Admit it.
They talked briefly about marriage, which is just insane. She just said, marriage. I'm not meeting your friends.
Marriage?
Because marriage. And I'm like, Marlon, are you really going to get... Here's the ages, ready? And I got this wrong before. Okay. 41 and 73.
Whoa.
Those are the ages.
Okay.
Okay, so there's 32 years between the two of them. But I said, Marlon, are you really going to think about getting married to a woman of that age? You know, that's a commitment. It's, you know, you it's not like...
Yeah, guy, girl, too. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
For everyone out there, we're not dissing older women with a younger man. We would be saying the same thing about an older
absolutely
man with a younger woman.
This whole conversation actually started, the whole reason why Marlon even contacted me was because we were talking about sugar daddies and younger women. We've been making fun of that a long time on the show, not making fun of it, but having fun with it a long time. The truth is, it's like Marlon and his girlfriend Brian and Astrid. Jeff and Chrissy.
Jeff and Chrissy.
There's a bunch of people that we know that have huge age differences, and it doesn't fucking matter. It just doesn't. You know when age difference matters? When you're 13 or 18. That's when an age difference matters. I'm talking about in a relationship. Remember when you're like 13 years old?
Yes, of course.
And you see the 16-year-old kids hanging out, driving their cars, having fun, going to high school. You're so out of their world that it's unrelatable. But the older you get, the less age really matters.
Yes, correct.
First of all, guys' little pea brains don't even stop growing until we're fucking 46 years old. Second of all, after you get past, I don't know, let's call it 28, 29 years old, age starts to not really matter. You hang out with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So Marlon and her are thinking about marriage. Marlon, are you really thinking about marrying this woman so much your senior? So much your senior. And he said, if this is my one shot at love, I don't care how long it lasts.
But is it love? Because at this point...
Don't know.
You do know after
almost
a year.
No, I don't know.
No,
I'm saying I don't know.
I'm saying in general, you know.
He might know, yeah.
You know.
You do know.
Like, I mean, you and Astrid, Jeff and I. I knew in a matter of a month.
I knew within days, and that's not a joke.
Yeah.
And
days.
I had never even seen Jeff this person in person. Yeah. I never even seen Astrid in person.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
knew within days.
Quick.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So.
But.
To each their own.
Pass to you.
So. We are going to go to the world's best wedding if this happens. And I told Marlon
this. We're going Four Seasons, Hawaii.
We're going wherever we're going. We're going Four Seasons, Japan. So we can get some of that saliva sushi they're making over there.
Japan. Yes.
We're going to have great luck with all the single people because no one's fucking anybody. So we go over there with our American attitudes. Yes. We're going to get laid real quick. The reality is, Marlon says, if I love only one person in this lifetime, like I love this woman, even for five,
so
if it just lasts
love.
For 5 minutes, it would be great. He's saying love.
Okay, good.
And you know what that means? We're going to have to break out 33 Willie for the Shady Oaks retirement party.
Yes,
if there's one thing Brian knows how to do, it's how to rock a Rage Against the Machine cover song in a senior citizen home.
Killing in the name of.
Some of those that want for sale. All the same that ride horses. Marlon's back together with the ex.
Whee! Party. Where's the party sound?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, the party sound. That's what you want.
Yep.
And you know what? You know what? Here's a truth for the commercial break. After all this time, we have protected their identities. We've made sure that nothing gets sideways. He's allowed us to tell the story with some, you know, changing some facts that would keep his personal life out of it. We should get an invite to that wedding, and we should be allowed to record an episode of the commercial break.
Dabs.
Yeah,
we're gonna merge. What was that party that was the prom party or whatever?
Oh, the Henry's or the what was that? I don't know.
Should merge those two.
The Martins. Go back and listen to the Martins party. We got a wild story from somebody telling a story about a high school prom party with all the adults were having sex with all the children. It was weird. The Martins party.
There was ecstasy involved.
But I'm super excited for them. And you know what would top that all off? If we could do a commercial break episode
from the wedding.
Like, yes. And get them on air and get them to talk about it.
Yeah, we'll be the zoo crew, the morning crew.
Hey, it's everybody's working for the
wedding.
Everybody's trying not to keel over. Write it down in the book.
I'm writing it down.
Everybody's joining AARP. Everybody's joining AARP. All right, tcbpodcast.com. All the video, all the audio. Contact us. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We're taking them all at tcbpodcast.com. At the commercial break, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. 855-TCB-8383. 1-855-TCB-8383. From anywhere in the world, toll free. And guess what? Get your 21 EPM sticker. Send us your address on the website. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all we can do for today.
I think so.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, it's Chrissy and I. And we always say, we do say, and we must say.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.